This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Fire risk has been abnormally high this autumn, and numerous wildfires have been sparked by harvest activity. SDSU Extension Livestock Business Management Field Specialist Heather Gessner urges farmers to take precautions, starting with general maintenance each day.
Blowing off that combine, you know, if you've got a leaf blower, or as an old 4-H'er, taking your cattle blower and plugging it into a generator or something, blow that chaff and stuff off of your combine, out of those tight areas where a spark might get in and fester and cause a problem. Doing it a couple times throughout the day.
She says check and grease bearings. Have a tractor and disc or water tank ready to go in a field, and have fully charged fire extinguishers and cell phones on hand. Once a fire occurs and after the flames die, insurance must be notified, but Gessner encourages growers to know what their policies cover beforehand for both equipment and crop loss. She says most farm policies cover equipment loss at actual cash value, not new, and many crop insurance policies don't cover fire. In addition, fires occurring during high winds and red flag warnings may have insurance loopholes one needs to be aware of. In all cases, when the wind blows and it's hot and dry, Gessner advises using common sense.
It's only end of October. We're not into November and super crunch time. So if there's a red flag warning out there, let's be diligent and neighbor conscious and maybe turn the combine off for the day.
For greater details on harvest time equipment fires, visit extension.sdstate.edu.